SystemSupply.com.
In D.C., it seems that they're using the GPS for all sorts of things, including to keep tabs on some criminals. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. East, west, the flyover states, and to the south and the very, very north, we say hello to all of you as we start yet another work week that's been rolled out before us. And will head us into October. Hard to believe, isn't it? I got on a plane the other day, and I swear I had no idea. I thought it already was the 28th. I'm either behind or in front of whatever the day is. I never know the day. It's very strange. The 1st of October is actually Friday. Whew. The beginning of yet another month. And an important month because any legislation that's going to happen is happening now in this next week, 2 weeks at the most, since really they could wrap things up this Friday. But I think Congress will stay in session till like the 8th. Then it's all about who gets elected and who doesn't get elected and whether or not the House shifts to the Republican side of things or stays the same. And the Senate, which has only an outside chance of flipping, could stay the same. But things will definitely change, I believe, as far as the political landscape. But that depends on all of you and whether or not you go to vote and whether some of the incumbents suddenly find themselves without a job. In Los Angeles, even the homeless, the people without jobs, did not want to be outside. But can you blame them? Temperatures in downtown L.A., hitting triple digits, 113 degrees. That is a broiling part. I mean, that point, that is crazy. In Santa Monica, it was 106. In West Hollywood, it was 111. And why do we, you know, we were always talking about Mother Nature. Why do we care so much about the heat? Well, this is a record, my friends. You have to go back to 1877 since the Weather Service started keeping that information to have a day that was so high. That's crazy. So a lot of people will be using their energy. I guarantee that in the afternoon, which will happen on Tuesday as well, people will have the air cranked because they're not going to melt. Usually in Los Angeles, or in California, I should say, you get to open the windows. You have such great breezes a lot of times that come in, and certainly of cooler temperatures. This is a huge anomaly for the state of California and how people are dealing with the heat. Hopefully they're staying inside and hydrating and not trying to run around in it like they normally would do, because you've got the hottest day on record in downtown L.A. Here's what some of the people thought on the street about these crazy, crazy temps.
It's really hot, insanely hot. Crazy how hot it is.
It is very hot outside, so I have two milkshakes.
It's hot. That's why I took a bus here this morning. I made it here, but my son's picking me up because it's hot.
Pasadena was very, very hot, and we thought that it would be a good time to get away with family and go to the beach.
All right, that's what you do. Even if the water's a little bit warm, it'd be better than nothing. And usually the Pacific is pretty cold, so the Pacific warming up, it could even itself out on a day like that, I would think, and L.A. wouldn't be a place to be at 113, I can tell you that. How about what they're doing in D.C.? The Juvenile Justice Agency there is now starting a test program that puts the GPS devices on the ankles of some of the younger criminals that they release into the local community. It was started under the Department of Youth Rehab Services interim guy, who was trying to keep better track of the wards. And after nearly a dozen of the wards changed over to this, and there was pressure on it, more people are pushing for the change to keep track of it. And whether or not this deters anyone is the key thing. I mean, electronic monitoring is a tool for case managers, really. But where do you go from there? Does it improve what's happening in the community? People, in other words, gang members or whatever, killing other gang members? That's what I'd want to see. What does that show by having the GPS on? Well, of course, if you're going to go back with the same element, they would know, because they would know certain streets. So from that point of view, I guess that could work. I'm not into the GPS tracking, though, of people. I don't like it. It feels too much like herding to me. So maybe the monitoring system helps the case managers to make sure that the people are going to their places, the schools and the programs, the treatment programs, and all that sort of stuff. And you could also do a house arrest here. But I'm very leery to give up any rights, even when it seems like, okay, well, you're just keeping an eye on the bad guys. Why not do that? But they're kids, they're juveniles, in case you missed that. And you know what? If someone's violent enough that they need to be monitored, why are they out in the first place? If you're not talking about some innocent shoplifting crazy deal thing, if you're talking about violent criminals, why are they out on the streets? That's the question I have. They shouldn't be there in the first place. Give me a break. How do you explain that away? You can't. The answer is you can't explain it away. It goes back to recidivism and who is a repeat offender. What are they going back to? What are the positive influences? So I agree, keeping a GPS, even on criminals, is not necessarily effective, because it's only effective if it deters other people and the person wearing it as well. All right, here's a scary statistic. I wanted to get this out at the top because we're going to turn to sports in our second segment. But the largest number of bank failures in 20 years has, of course, eliminated jobs. All the tellers, all the people that work in the bank, the loan officers, all that. And this was accelerated. The drought was accelerated when it happened in lending and left the people who survived with more power, I guess, to squeeze some of the customers. But check out these numbers. Some 279 banks have collapsed since September of 2008, when Washington Mutual became the biggest bank failure on record. That dwarfed, of course, the 84 demise of Continental Illinois, which had only 1/7 of WaMu's assets. So the failures of the past few years are on pace of the prior 6-year period, when only 36 banks failed. That's crazy. 279. That is getting upside down very, very quickly for a lot of people. And, you know, you think about this disaster and when do we put it in our rear view mirror? You know, the question, that's what everybody wants to know. When? When is the reception over? And what is the impact on the economy? Well, I can tell you the impact is terrible. Look at real estate. Look at foreclosed houses. Look at trying to sell a house. Even if you live in a much better area, it's still very, very tough, because people are battening the hatches, I think, and just hanging on by a finger if they have to for dear life. Coming up, we've got sports shorts. Who won on Monday Night Football? I got the answer to that riddle and more coming up.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Shorts this hour of America tonight. It's in the books. The Sunday game between the Steelers and the Bucks. Pitiful performance by Tampa Bay. Pittsburgh routed them 38-13. Nobody nailed the score. Now, there were people that picked the Steelers, but nobody came that close to nailing it, sadly. Because, boy, would I love to give away all of our prizes, and of course the bragging rights for being the person to nail it. And it's like I, you know, as advertised, it's fun to do, but it's like playing the lottery. You just don't know what's going to happen, of course, or you would, if we all knew the numbers, we'd go pick them, right? So Chris in Connecticut had 28-17 for the Steelers. Charlie in Kentucky had the Steelers winning 31-10. And you can see what I mean. You have to nail it on the head, baby, to win this prize. Monday night must have felt like a crazy game for the Chicago Bears. In the end, it came down to, it was, of course, the Bears and Green Bay. It came down to a kick. Who do you think won it, if you haven't already heard? Take a listen.
High kick. It's going to back Devin up. It's another bomb. He'll take it at his own 37-yard line, running right. Hester cuts it in midfield. Hester to the 40. Hester to the 30. Hester to the 20. Hester to the 10. McFadden to the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Everybody on their feet and quiet. Snap. Spot.
Kick by goal. He's good! Bears have the lead, 20-17 with 4 seconds left. Bears have
the lead on the Packers.
The Bears, so they win it. They're 3-0. How about that? In the meantime, Green Bay, with the arm of Aaron Rodgers and some of his abilities that he brings to the table, what a great player. In the end, it wasn't enough, though. They didn't get the win. The Bears were able to do it. You heard the call there with 4 seconds left, the 19-yard field goal, and that's huge for the Bears, who kept insisting they were contending, even though they were pretty sloppy during the preseason. And the win over Detroit, they should have beat them, and it wasn't some inspirational, incredible pound my chest and claim supremacy. They won at Dallas last week, and now they ended up beating Green Bay. That is huge, to say the least. To be sure, there were other exciting games in the NFL, and we've got kind of what Matt's put together, a wraps, a few of the highlights, in other words, of some of the games that you might have been glued to over the weekend. Take a listen. All right, we'll get to that when we can get to it. That's kind of sounded like my plane when it was landing. Oh, I know you all know about that. Ooh, especially like Don in Wyoming. He knows when you go out of Denver, you fly somewhere, you have that weird, because of the mountains, that weird turbulence, and you have that in Albuquerque, too. Now, I was flying to Florida, and usually you don't get that, but trust me, if you get the kind of turbulence that I had, you would feel like you were flying in to Denver, because that's what it was like. But I was mentioning some of the big games, some of the highlights. One of them would be considered Michael Vick, who had a monster day, and Philadelphia thrashed Jacksonville. I already told you about the Pittsburgh game. Detroit and Minnesota. Minnesota should have, and they did, pick up the win over the Lions, 24-10. Dallas was in trouble. They were in the hole 0-2. They were able to kick some Texan butt and end up with a 27-13 win for their part. Cincy slayed the Dragon of Carolina. 20-7 was the final score there. What's interesting is there was a lot of buildup for the 49ers in the offseason. Go back and look at any preseason magazine, and they predicted, the pundits, the sports analysts, predicted that San Francisco was going to have just an incredible year. You know what? They're winless. They were beaten by Kansas City 31-10. So when that happens, you punt. And when I say you punt, somebody has to be the sacrificial lamb, and it's Jimmy Ray. He was fired as the offensive coordinator for the 49ers, and that's not a surprise. The way they were playing, no way do you keep that unit intact. You gotta throw somebody out, and unfortunately he was the guy that got pulled because it wasn't happening. They're not making it happen, and they've got to turn around fast. To be in the hole 3-4 games is not good, especially when you look at this league and you think, you start to look at people's schedules and you see who they're taking on. That's there's some pretty tough opponents down the road, and they get sort of the goat in the early going of the season. All right, this is huge story. I can't emphasize it enough. Imagine a guy who can not only quarterback for you, but he could kick, and he could kick with an incredible foot and get you a whole lot of points. That would be a general manager's dream, to find that kind of football player. George Blanda was one of them. The guy was absolutely incredible. He was so passionate about the game of football. He retired a month short of his 49th birthday before the 76 season. He was 10 years with the Bears, part of one with the Colts, 7 years with the Houston Oilers, and his final 9 with the Raiders. They're on the radar, but it's the Raiders. Wow, you think about the records this guy held. Blanda was an amazing football player. I'm sad that I never got a chance to see Blanda play, because I think it would have been a sight to see. I've seen footage of Blanda, and he is a, or was a legend. he passes on at the age of, the tender age of 83. He retired when he was, as I said, 49 years old, almost 50 years old, which is an unbelievable feat. Do you, can you think of anyone in the modern era who's played up to almost 50 years old? You can think of a couple of people who are playing into their 40s. Brett Favre, Kurt Warner was one of those guys, and then he retired. But not like Blanda, where he could kick, he could throw, and he just, again, was the 12th round pick, 119th overall of the Bears in 1949. And he went to the NFL out of Kentucky, and that's where they picked him up. And he was, as the expression goes, a man's man. And he knew how to wear it, definitely. A Hall of Famer, incredible to the kids. I heard giving back to the kids around him and trying to teach them about the great game of football. And he dies at the age of 83, a Hall of Famer, quarterback George Blanda, who could also kick. I mean, just absolutely amazing to watch him. Hats off to my Philadelphia Phillies. I had to throw that in there because finally they wrapped up another NL East. This may be one of the best Philadelphia teams that I've seen. Hey, I know I'm blinded by the light because I am a lifelong fan of the Philadelphia Phillies. But what a gem it was. 8-0 over the Nationals. And Roy Halladay pitching a gem, a two-hitter. Just an incredible performance by this team. We'll see what they do in the playoffs. There's still more baseball to be played. We don't know how it all shakes out, what the matchups are, until the next week, till the next couple of days. We see who falls where, and then that will set the stage for the National League and for the American League. The great thing about baseball, unlike, sadly, football, because football is expensive, but, of course, there's less games, and, you know, you're paying for something a little bit different. Not that I'm defending the outrageous prices. To go to the Starship in Dallas, I think the cheapest ticket, other than some crazy standing room only $30 ticket, the cheapest ticket is, you know, $3-something, and you're not getting a great seat. You're paying for a seat where you're using your binoculars and hoping that you can see something on the field, so you're paying for the experience, I guess, right? So the great thing about the playoffs in baseball is everyday people can actually go and watch the playoffs, because they might pay a little bit more, but it's not as outrageous as football would be. Having said that, of course, in wrapping up sports shorts, ooh, you know, we still love football. Hang through, everybody.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Hour in sports shorts, the Bears beating the Packers on a last-second field goal. The Bears, we've got books to give away coming up in the upcoming weeks called The Bears. That's the name of the book. And I've just started paging through it. It looks like a pretty good read, and we're going to give away a bunch of copies of that book coming up in our, not this week, but the following week on Nail the Score. If you don't know anything about Nail the Score, you tune in Thursday/Friday morning in our third hour. Randomly, we pick the game of the week in the NFL. You call these digits, 800-259-5791, which you probably have tattooed someplace right on your arm. And you guess which game, or which team, rather, you think will win in that game and what the final score will be. And if you correctly nail that sucker, you end up having massive bragging rights. And, more importantly, you get the loot. You get the prizes that have been sitting there. There's like cobwebs on these prizes. I'm dying to give them away, but I can't break the rules. Somebody has to nail the score. All right, speaking of getting nailed, Rahm Emanuel is getting nailed because a lot of people were not high on Emanuel. I mean, obviously, Obama is and the Chicago cronies are, but the White House chief of staff is bailing, and the reason why is because he wants to run for mayor of Chicago. Once Daley said that he was gone, that he was done, obviously, and that was it, I think that's when Rahm Emanuel really started to decide, you know what, I'd like to go back home, be with my kids, and run for the mayor of the Windy City. So probably Friday is what they think. Boxes packed up. I mean, the White House hates that, but they have the leakiest White House in modern times. So 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, as much as they try to keep things tied down, for some reason it always floats out the doors. And the Rahm Emanuel rumor started weeks and weeks ago. It's just a question of whether it's going to be when it's going to be final or not. And the president is being asked this question a lot. He says it's up to Rahm. He's going to have to make a decision quickly because running for mayor in Chicago is a serious enterprise. I love that. Running for mayor in Chicago is a serious enterprise. Like, running for any of these other offices isn't a big deal. So, Emanuel is a Chicago guy. Like I said, he's part of that Chicago mob. And since he did the Congress thing, and since the longtime mayor, Daley, isn't running again, this gives him the opening. And what happens is if you're going to run for mayor, you got to get over 12,000 signatures to get on the February ballot. So he'd have to do that to get on the ballot. He'd have to step down and move on to be able to collect all the signatures he needs and just to get the word out, to make it official. Then it's a question of who comes in next. If he's on his way out, I guess they just move. Probably Pete Rouse is the guy that would probably be the guy that would step in, at least on an interim basis anyway. And then there's the shortlist, because this is a pretty serious job, supposedly, right? You know, I mean, the White House flack, Robert Gibbs certainly bills it that way, but no joke, I mean, the White House chief of staff is a big position. You're like the gatekeeper to the press. So possible replacements include Mark in New York's favorite, Valerie Jarrett. She's part of the old crowd, too. Also, Ron Klain, who is the Vice President Joe Biden's chief of staff. And then there's a slew of others that make the list, too. But if he leaves, rest assured, whoever comes in next, I don't think is going to be, and I could be wrong, but I just don't think that person is going to make quite the headlines that Rahm Emanuel made. Remember all the various comments, whether it was using the word retarded and infuriating a ton of people, or a couple of the other ways that he managed to get into the papers, into the upper folds of the papers, by some of the things that he said while he was in that position. So one less Chicago gang in the White House, because he's part of that whole group of people, obviously. And we'll see what happens when they decide to bring whoever it is that's going to be moved up to that spot. All right, let's get you caught up in a couple of other things. So the Rahm Emanuel thing politically is waving around in the wind. But speaking of politics, really the focus is on who's electable and who's not electable. And it's a tricky question, because how much stock do you put in the polls? And I say this all the time. We tell you what the polls say. Then there's the averages of the national polls. They mean something, or the politicians and the people that handle them wouldn't give a crap about what the likely voters think. There's a reason they're out there, to take the temperature, to try to see what happens. I mean, if somebody had a completely lopsided poll where the opponent was getting nothing, I mean, no percentage of anything, then I think they would feel pretty comfortable in the fact that they might have an easy ride into office. For example, Harry Reid is a great case study in this. Reid and Sharon Engel are neck and neck, according to a bunch of different polls. Well, at one point, she was like 15, 16 points behind him. And that's significant. Harry Reid, I think, was taking a rest, chilling, not worrying so much about whether or not he was going to be elected again as the senator, one of the senators from Nevada, because he's been there for 28 years. And Sharon Engel started to trip up on some of the stuff that she was asked, and it was looking bad for her. Now suddenly that's turned around. I would say the people in Harry Reid's camp are very, very concerned. I would say in Delaware they're keeping a close eye on what's happening to Christine O'Donnell. Right now she's trailing, and she's trailing in double digits to her opponent Coons, the Democrat who's running. But they're keeping a tight eye on whether or not those numbers switch, because you can believe if she were to get neck and neck, there'd be much more concern about the fact that she'd have a real shot at winning the spot. And she does. She still does anyway have a shot at that Senate seat, because I think of all the publicity and all the talk. And it's a funny thing. I believe that people are so furious, not just conservatives, Republicans, not just to the right I slant. A lot of Democrats are upset. For the first time in a long time that I can ever remember, I've heard some Democrats talk about wanting to just vote for the opposition. Vote for the Republican, I don't care, just vote the person out. And you can feel that anger. I mean, you really can. You can feel it almost anywhere you go. It's in the air. I don't want to call it fear, but you can feel the thickness of what's happening. So I think we're going to have a record voter turnout, and I think a few people that believe that they have their job locked are going to be surprised when they are packing up the boxes and putting away the pictures and the plaques and getting off of the Hill. Because I think a few people are going to lose their jobs who don't really think that the people running against them are electable. And the more negativity, the more that drum beats negative, like against Christine O'Donnell, I think the better chances those people have of getting elected. So it's going to backfire in who's ever running some of these campaigns. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello again, darling. Permission to come aboard, Captain.
Aye, granted.
Okay. Darling, I have a question for you. Why are you so reluctant to use the nomenclature of what we should call those people from Chicago, which is the Chicago thugs? I mean, these people are nothing more than political gangsters, all the way from Obama down to the last little tiny person that they gave a job to from Acorn or wherever. And we're going to get rid of the whole damn crew. And Rahm running in Chicago, hey, there's a whole lot of Irish boys there and Polish boys that want to do payback. Bring it on, baby.
Yeah, I don't think Rahm's going to have as easy as a time as Obama and Valerie Jarrett and the rest of them. You're right. Think David Axelrod, all the Chicago people. I don't think he's going to have such an easy flow, because watching what happened as he was a congressman, you're right, and then watching what happened at the White House, abandoning ship and then trying to step into Daley's shoes, it could be a lot tougher, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, listen, I'll let you go and I'll listen to the rest. Very good show tonight.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. You know, it's interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of names I could think of for the Chicago politics. I mean, you talk to the people in Chicago and they know. They cringe and they'll make comments about it. So it's no secret. I mean, not that that's not going on everywhere, but Chicago just has a black eye that they can't get rid of. I don't care what they put on it. They can pack the ice on it and they can switch and change partners, but it doesn't matter. It constantly seems to just infect that city. There was a mayor there. Her name was Jane Byrne, and she was so hated that they did two, and this was in the late 70s, they did two covers of their Chicago magazine, one where she was smiling and one where she had a scowl. Like, she looked like a witch, a blonde-headed witch. And the one with the scowl sold more copies. I mean, there's something to that. And she's part of the lore that is Chicago. All right, coming up on the flip side, the little sports shorts. We're going to serve it up next.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Almost at Halloween. I love Halloween. I don't know what it is. It's the dressing up. And I was always into the scary thing. I love haunted houses. So how cool is it for to have the man who created the biggest haunted house in the world, according to the Guinness Book of World Records? And trust me, these people measure. So in the book, Cutting Edge Haunted House in Fort Worth, Texas, is, yes, my friends, the largest. We have the owner, Todd James, with us here on ATN. Hey, Todd, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate your time.
Glad to be here.
Cutting Edge. Okay, so tell us all about this. First of all, how'd you get started? How does one go into the business of creating a haunted house?
Oh, you just got to take the leap, I guess. Myself and a couple of friends from college and my brother and some help from my mom, we just decided we'd do a haunted house one day, and that was actually 20 years ago now. So I was a teacher at the time, and I decided to borrow everyone I knew. I borrowed everyone's credit cards, and there it was. Bought everything we needed and just started.
So when you started, do you think of, like, scary movies, zombies? What can we put in this? What about trap doors? Is it about coming out of the darkness and scaring people? I'm sure everybody wanted to have a say. Everybody has, of course, different conceptions of what haunted is and what really scares them. So did you just brainstorm and come up with different ideas?
Well, sure, yeah. Every haunted house is different. It's like, every producer does a little different thing with their movies. Every haunted house is going to be very different, and everyone has a different concept. But our inspiration comes from everyone on staff. I mean, everyone from our cast members to security people. I mean, if it's a great idea, it's a great idea, and we use it. So inspiration for our event is all over the place, actually.
Tell us how big it is and how many people roughly a night go through your house.
It takes roughly an hour to get through, 55 to 65 minutes. We have about 100 actors. It takes about 175 people to run the place. We'll do anywhere between 500 to 800 people a night.
Wow. And even Halloween is, of course, a big time, but you do it other times of the year, too, right?
Oh, sure, yeah, we do. We've started doing all of the Friday the 13th that pop up throughout the years. We have a special thing that we do for Valentine's Day now. We found that some folks like to do things a little different besides the dinner and the movie and the typical Valentine's Day fare. So that's been a real popular event for us, too. And this next spring, we're starting a new time frame, which will be a spring break. So we'll open for 3 weekends during the spring break time period also.
The actors that you hire, do you put them through the ropes? Do you have a little boo course or something that you teach them how you want them to handle people, that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. We put our actors through what we call Boo U or Boo University. And it's a course where we go in and we explain our philosophy of how we like our actors to act. And it's not a confined way of acting, but it's just sort of a set of parameters that we believe works really well as far as frightening people. And then we let our cast members develop their own sort of personality through their characters as they develop their character. But we definitely believe there's some very definable characteristics that make, some of the horror classics that have been proven through a lot of the great franchise horror movies over time. So,
and this Boo U, is it certain ages, or are they mostly, is it teenagers, a little bit older than teenagers? Because we know actors run the gamut. Do you have all kinds of people working for you?
Oh, we have all kinds of people. I guess the prime demographic of our actors is going to be college age to a little older. But it does. It's all over the map. I mean, one of our best actors over the last 25 years was a gentleman. He started working for us when he was 65 and worked till he was, almost 70. He was one of the best ever. And there are great ones at all ages, but, our core groups is college age.
So when somebody, they go through Boo U and they're going to embark on this adventure of working in the haunted house, their makeup and all the things that go along with that character, do you assign it to them or do they have some liberties there? How does that work?
Well, we have a full makeup department and, we have 5 makeup artists that do all of our staff up every night, and all of our makeup artists are straight out of the movie industry. So I have a really, really talented crew in that department. Then you go from makeup to a full wardrobe department. It's very, it's very Broadway meets movies meets Halloween kind of production. There's a whole lot that goes into it and so much that goes on behind the scenes that it's kind of mind-boggling just to sit back and watch it work. I'm sort of amazed that we're able to pull it off. It's just such a large production.
You talked about teaching and then getting everybody's credit cards and trying to scrape together the money to do this. And now 20 years later, did you ever imagine it would become this big, Todd?
No, I had absolutely no idea. I always loved Halloween, and I thought this would be a stepping stone to be able to do a few other things I wanted to do musically. I was a band director, and I thought, this would be a great fundraiser. I'll start this, and had no idea that it would grow into the monster that it's grown into. It's been really an amazing ride.
And I mentioned at the top that the Guinness Book of World Records says that you are the largest haunted house. What was that moment like when they came out and officially said, okay, you got the record, buddy?
You know, that was a great night. We always knew we were one of the biggest, and it was really nice just to have them out to sort of verify that. But we take a lot more pride, and the Guinness thing is great, don't get me wrong, but we take a lot more pride really just in the quality of show that we put on. It wouldn't be, I guess it's one thing to be just, you know, the biggest, but if we weren't actually high quality and really proud of what we did as far as the, you know, the scare quality and the production and the sets and the makeup and the costumes, the Guinness wouldn't mean nearly as much.
So do you have, I love that you take, of course, the pride factor is huge, but do you have, like, fog machines and, I imagine, strobe lights and strobes and sound effects and all those little details? You have all that, I'm sure, in this house, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's gone so much farther than the basics that you just mentioned, the strobes and the strobing black lights and the fog machines. I mean, now we have full animatronic dinosaurs and, you know, creatures that are completely programmed, creatures that chase you that are programmed, things that fly over your head that, you know, need cable pulleys and pistons and servo motors and animatronics programmed and, you know, PIR sensors and all sorts of little gadgets that it takes to run a place like this anymore. You know, back 20 years ago, things were a little simpler. Nowadays, the technology is pretty fantastic.
And I can only imagine that some people, it sounds so realistic, they get scared to death. Do you have people that you have to find an exit for them, take them out, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually keep little marks on the wall for everyone that has to leave early. And the cast is, they take great pride in making people leave before they finish the show. So it's a big deal for them to make someone exit early. And they call them scare outs. And every night, you know, our security pulls, you know, people that need to leave early out, and then they'll come, and then the cast room, it's on a board, and it's like, you know, ticks on a wall, and, you know, they add them up, and it's a really big deal for our cast.
I love that. Cutting edge haunted house. Do you jump into the fray? Because I imagine you like to scare people. Do you get involved occasionally with the actors?
Oh, absolutely. That's half the fun. Not nearly as much as I'd like to anymore, but it's so much fun to just act in a haunted house. I mean, if you've ever, you know, if you've ever had an inkling to, I'd suggest that anybody that does, there's great haunted houses all over the place, you know, just go volunteer for a night, because it's just a ton of fun.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Do you remember the first haunted house you ever went in?
I do.
How old were you?
I was 12, 11, 12. I do. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I was at the State Fair of Texas, and I was walking up the Midway, and there was this steam house with smoke rolling out from under it, and, you know, like you said, fog machines and strobe lights, and I don't know. I just couldn't get away from it after that. I just thought it was the greatest thing ever.
And see, look, now you're doing it today, living out a childhood dream. You got to love that. Todd James, owner of the Cutting Edge Haunted House. Check it out, folks. Great stuff. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.